Aircheckdownloads.com.
Oh, yes, boys, I'm going to do it. It's Sunday night, but with a little bit of a difference. Every Sunday, 8 to 9, starting out the Big R Show, we're going to have the U.S. Countdown. Today, going back to July the 7th, 1963, when I was just a little boy, riding my bicycle, baseball glove on the handlebars, down to 5th Street Park. But I was tuned into radio. July the 7th, 63, we're going to be doing the U.S. Countdown. But right now, the weather in town tonight, cloudy overnight, some scattered showers. Down in Kent and Essex, maybe some thundery ones. A low in town of 15 and 59, 13, 55 out in the burbs. Monday's outlook starting dry, fairly bright. But overall, it's going to be cooler and cloudier. And rain breaking out from late morning onwards. 21 and 70, the expected high. Right now in town, 22 and 72. And here's one. Back in those innocent days, and I'll tell you why as we go through the show. The last innocent summer in the USA, July the 7th, 63, bubbling into the charts as a new entry. Oh, yes, he was becoming an all-around performer. The Colonel tried to make him that way, but he was still turning out the good tunes. Elvis Presley and Devil in Disguise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. Well, Elvis, 63, July the 7th, was getting ready to move into the film year. Still cranking out the good tunes.
Yes, you are.
And I have a lot of thank yous to read out tonight, but that'll be coming up after 9 o'clock for birthday greetings and also people who turned up last night at Carter's traditional English theme fair. But back to the countdown on that day, July the 7th, 1963. At that time in America, the folk scene was sweeping the nation. Lots of tunes came out that year in the so-called folk genre. Here's one that was bubbling under at the time, around the top 20 or down under that. It peaked out in August at number 4. It's Peter, Paul, and Mary. 63, July the 7th, bubbling under and blowing in the wind.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
Oh, yeah, those were the days. Yes, it was our last innocent summer for some. Down in the South, racial strife was beginning to break out. In the 60s, it would spread to the big cities in the USA. And that was the summer in August that the Reverend Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. That happened in August. Let's move on actually into the chart now. At number 18, the biggest mover on July the 7th, 1963, stateside. It will eventually hit number 1 in August and stay there for 3 weeks. He was 12 at the time. They called him a genius. Little Stevie Wonder. And incidentally, when it hits the top spot in August, it will be the first live record in the USA to ever go to number 1. Stevie Wonder, Fingertips, Part 2, the biggest mover, up from 58 to 18. And those were the innocent days, in fact, the last innocent summer we had, because later that year, around Thanksgiving, November 22nd, 1963, Kennedy will be assassinated, the Johnson years will start, Vietnam will start going, and the whole thing will change, and then in January of 64, the Brits will invade and change the face of American music forever. So this was our last real innocent summer. And on that note, surfing was pretty big back then. Yes, everybody in America wanted to be a surfer. We have two in our charts, starting out with this instrumental version, up from 20 to 17 on July the 7th, 63, from the Safaris and White Out. Oh, Wipe Out, yes. Once again, I was about 10. Once again, picture it. On my bicycle, going to 5th Street Park. Baseball glove. Tennis shoes, dirty jeans. Yes, those were the days. I said to my mom, Mom, can I dye my hair blonde? I want to be like the surfers in California. And she said, Son, no way, you are too young. And Paul Burnett likes to do his charts, as you know. He has a Pride and Joy, which is his 1953 Studebaker. Well, in that year in the States, 1963, well, they ceased production. Number 16, Marvin Gaye and Pride and Joy. Marvin Gaye, July the 7th, 1963, stateside. And in the country charts that year, Bill Anderson had a CMW number 1 back in those days called Country Crossover. He scored pretty good, too, in the pop charts. So this week, up from 12 or down from 12 to 15 is Bill Anderson and Still.
Though you broke my heart.
Oh, Bill Anderson, country crossover, and still. It peaked in June at number 8, down this week, 12 to 15, stateside, July the 7th, 1963. Here at 14 on that date, on the U.S. Countdown, we'll do it every Sunday here on the Randall Lee Rose Radio Show, 8 to 9. Bobby Darin, also with somewhat of a country feel. And 18 yellow roses came today.
Will never fade away.
Oh, 18 yellow roses. Bobby Darin at number 14, July the 7th, 1963, 25 past 8 o'clock. And coming up in exactly 30 seconds is the record that summed up the summer of 63 stateside, our last innocent summer in America for many, many years.
This week, the Daily Express is the most revealing series you'll ever read.
Capitol Gold remembers 1963.
Roll out gold, it'll always be here.
Oh, Nat King Cole and our big summer tune, July the 7th, 63, down from number 6, where it peaked at number 6, down to 13. And little did we know at that time that in the fall, our president would be assassinated, and Vietnam, shortly thereafter, would start to get into full swing. Here's one bubbling under, not actually in the chart. We'll move on to number 12 in just a little while, but this one's from Doris Troy. That summer of 63, covered by the UK's Hollies, of course. Doris Troy bubbling under in just one look. Just one look, that's all it took, Doris Troy. It would peak in August at number 10, August 63. We have two girl groups. We loved them then. Yes, we did. In our survey, our countdown of the U.S. Top 20, or the U.S. mostly Top 20, it's really just a countdown, July 7th, 63. Yes, one of the girl groups are up right now. Dee Dee Kennebrew and her Crystals and Da-Do Run Run. They do run, run. Yes, back in those days, 63, they may have stopped making that famous car, now famous car, the Studebaker, but muscle cars were beginning to come into their own, like the Chevy 409, people cruising the streets, the hot streets in summer in America, and playing tunes like that on the radio, the Crystals and Do Run, Run. You will know this next guy a bit later in the UK, in the mid-60s, Len Barry with 1, 2, 3, and I think he had another hit over here, but back in Philly in 63, he still had his Dovells, and they're here at number 11, down from number 8, and you can't sit down.
Hey, pretty baby, you gotta move
around. Oh, you can't sit down. You can't sit down. There's one coming up now, going into the top 10 shortly, but there's one coming up now as a kid with baseball glove and bicycle once again that I love. It will be at number 10 shortly.
Do you know what you'll be getting up to this summer? Only in Today newspaper.
And here it is, as a kid, a great song. Rolf Harris, U.S. number 10, and Timey Kangaroo Down Sport.
There's an old Australian stockman.
Oh, another summer sound, July the 7th, stateside, coast to coast, 1963, another Philadelphia, Pennsylvania act at times, and so much in love from the days of drive-in movies, baseball, milkshakes, and malts. Oh, boy, some memories coming back. This one was at number 8, the times were at 9, up from 16. This is at number 8, up from number 9, Lonnie Mack and Memphis. Well, back in the summer of 1963, even if you lived in Memphis, you wanted to be, believe me, a surfer. This next one at number 7, up from number 10, went to the top spots. Yes, later in July. Stayed there for 2 weeks, and everybody wanted to go where there were two girls for every boy with Jan and Dean. Oh, it sounded good to us. Golden 15:40 a.m. looking at the U.S. countdown, July the 7th, 1963, with your old buddy the Big R. We wanted to go to Surf City. We wanted to do it in a Chevy 409, of course. The second of our girl groups at number 6, formed up in high school in the Bronx of New York City, the Chiffons, and One Fine Day.
DearCheckDownloads.com.